When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Sibilant. Sibilant.
You sound okay?
I'm a little hollow. It's fair.
No words.
I kind of am in life.
No words.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
90-day gate, let's love.
No. When you've had your soul fucked out of you five times
a
day.
True, but you know what? It was worth it.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll bump you up just a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you. I'm a little, yeah.
There you are.
That's a little, oh, that's a
there
nice.
There you are.
I feel like you give me the worst equalizer just because you want me to feel bad about my sound of my voice.
You might want to process that. I just turn on the sound. Okay, y'all.
Y'all, this is 90 Day Gays.
This is 90 Day Gays.
And it's 4:40 in the a.m. on Sunday or Monday. I don't even know. It feels like it's that time. We've been working. We feel like we've been starting. We started at like 2 p.m.
We did make a break to go to BevMo and get alcohol. So let's be
so
honest, y'all.
Both of us are slurring, y'all. There's
it's
a
not
reason.
Here, let me move that. You're going to hold your drink.
It's fine.
Hold your drink. Let me move it more this way for you.
Okay, that's probably better.
Yeah.
That's probably better.
It'll be nice when you get a couch table behind your couch.
I looked at it today.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, my kitchen thing came.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
It's in the front?
No one gives a shit.
Y'all, I've been organizing Poodle's apartment. This
you know
episode
what?
Is-
no, I don't want you to act like you're some kind of fucking decorator. You've suggested things.
I am not a decorator.
I have helped, you know.
More of an, I'm good at organization. I'm not good at decorating. I fully admit
and
that.
And some ideas I accept of yours and some I discard.
That's okay. It's your place. I
like
want you.
Like a dirty condom.
It's, well, y'all, he doesn't use condoms, so that's a lie.
Sometimes I do.
But no, seriously, if somebody gives me like an end table and they want me to arrange frames or knickknacks on it, it gives me anxiety. God. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, no one gives a shit. Let's just get into the episode.
Come at me if you're good at that, or if you're not, let us know.
We're in a fucking pandemic. No one wants to fucking talk about knickknacks.
I'll send you pictures of my house, and you can decorate it. I'm kidding. I won't do that because I don't want you to wear my skin, as Jackie Weissman says. They'll wear your skin. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, he's coughing already. Y'all, first of all, we've had about three drinks apiece, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Poodle, oh, Jesus, that's a strong one.
And Poodle keeps saying he's going to refresh his drink, and refresh means go, 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 go.
Whew. All right. I'm good.
Smell up from here.
I'm good.
This is Before the 90 Days, episode 4, or and it's season called, 4, episode 11. Provide us.
I'm watching you.
They see your every move.
They see your
y'all. You know,
y'all, supposedly Oates had sex with like thousands of women.
Really?
From Hall and Oates.
The dark haired one,
yeah,
right?
The perm.
I bet he could get it.
In the 80s. but Daryl Hall. Daryl Hall is the hot one.
Yeah, but they're
but
not.
Daryl Hall's not saying I had this many pussies.
Are they still together as a band? I think they are, right?
I don't know.
You know, here's the deal.
You ask me questions like you think I'm.
Now, you didn't have Disney Channel as a kid, but I did.
No, I didn't.
Because I demanded it from my parents, and my mother was
wonder how that was like.
Like,
I demand Disney Channel.
But they used to.
I'm going to go on strike.
They used to do this thing called DTV, and instead of MTV, it was like Disney TV.
Yeah.
And they have a cartoon of Goofy being a cartoon when he was a private investigator, but they cut it to a music video of this song. And until I was in middle school, I thought Goofy sang the song Private Eyes.
I didn't
Private Eyes, Gorsh, are watching you. Watching your every move.
Y'all know how we feel about Goofy.
Gorsh.
He's got a big old cock.
Big old cock.
Gorsh. Even though he's dumb as a fucking post.
I didn't mean to stick that in balls deep, and you run across the other side of the bedroom.
I will say, y'all, it's rare.
We just ruined Goofy.
That you come across a guy with a huge dick who is also intelligent. If you have one of those, you hold on to him like grim death. I have some hookups.
This is going to be an episode, y'all. This is going to be an episode.
I just got real and with all my feelings about it. Because, like, I've had to think, I was like, do I date this person? Or am I really in love with their dick? What's that song from Cole Porter? The physician. Oh, do you love me? Or do you merely love your work? No one knows this song. I need to move
wow,
on.
Wow, that was really...
I need to move on. I had such a fabulous physician.
That is so out there.
It's a really homoerotic song about being a physician.
Of Eartha Kitt singing
yes.
That? I've heard it. It's a good recording.
It's like, he says, 'twas just enormous, my appendix metaformis.
Yes.
And he never said he loved me.
Was Cole Porter gay?
Yo, speaking of Cole Porter, you may want to try Hollywood on Netflix.
Oh,
like,
God.
Here's the thing. I'm not sold by any means. It's not a great show, by great in quotation marks. But if you're a gay person, you will find it quite titillating.
Or if you're not a gay person, but you're in the sissy squad.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
If you've ever said, as a woman, I think I'd be a great drag queen, you're going to love it.
Y'all, we were just talking. We watched, there was an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, it was such a good episode.
It was a great episode where they had women who were super fans come on and be drag queens.
Super fans.
And I texted Poodle and I said, I think these are our sissy.
They are.
And he said, they are, and I love them.
They were, well, these women seemed like a little more wounded than our normal sissy squad.
Well,
they're a little more well-rounded.
They did for casting, they did that, yeah.
I agree.
Our sissies have shit together, kind of like the women in this episode, taking it back.
They're taking it to the streets.
Taking it to the streets. Taking it.
What are you doing?
I'm ad-libbing.
I'm
a little tipsy.
Yeah, no shit.
Because this is my third beer. I stole one when you weren't looking.
I know you. I know. I said that. Y'all, we're both a little
drunk.
No lie. I'm going to be totally honest. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth, and I'm a little worried.
If you had some hash or doobie, I'd do it.
I don't think this episode's going to be edited either, because this motherfucker's already drinking.
We should just take a bunch of feels.
No, we'll both go to sleep.
That's true.
Y'all, Come at me if you love some feels.
Feels.
Feeling good with feels.
All right.
Anyway, we should get to the episode. So we start off with
Usman.
Lisa and garbage can Lisa and Usman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we know this, but she's American.
Really?
And
she's never said that.
She will not be treated like a normal Islamic wife.
No, because they wear condoms. But I don't. I need the raw dog.
He wants to be the alpha, but she's like, no, I'm not going to be the obedient wife for you.
Yep.
Y'all, the tricolor hair is still going on.
I'm not laying on my back for him to fuck me because I have sciatica. I got it from my bowling league. It's been there for 10 years. It's not going away. So I need the raw dog ride him like the Lone Ranger does that horse. Hi-yo, Silver.
Away. I feel like part of me thinks that Lisa was like a male person. Like she delivered and like she, from delivering mail, she got sciatica.
Oh, yeah.
She was a mail carrier, y'all.
Yes, I thought. Yeah.
And she's on disability. That's, I think, what happened to Lisa.
Who knows what happened to Lisa?
Sciatica.
Although all the mail couriers I know are really nice, I don't know if she would be nice.
Well, she's still a home health aide. That's hard to say. Home health aide.
Especially after you had your fourth vodka tonic or third vodka tonic.
Home health aide.
Home aide. So, okay. So she does say that she's willing to blend somewhat to this culture, but she's not going to be 60-40. An obedient.
60-40.
No, she's saying 50-50.
But he's like, no, 60-40.
Now,
that's what he wants.
I will say this for Lisa. When they did the testimonials together, she looked really good in that soft pink. And
she
her
did.
Hair was done better and her makeup was done better. She looked pretty.
Someone did do a picture of the lion from The Wizard of Oz next to her in that confessional hair, and it looks pretty similar.
It's pretty similar.
Uh-huh.
I was the king of the forest.
No prince.
So
not.
God, this is going to be a long episode. Y'all better strap in. Grab your fucking White Claw because this is going to be an episode, bitches.
And hold on to your sofa.
You know what? What is the deal with White Claw? People are loving it. Have you had one?
No. I just think it's shit for basic women.
Y'all, tweet them and let them know they should be a sponsor for 90
you know
Day
what?
Gays.
If they were a sponsor, I'm a big fan.
We should drink because
I'm a fucking slut for a sponsor.
We sadly and shockingly lost our sponsorship with Bareback Wines.
Because we kept calling them bareback instead of barefoot.
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so let them know. Yeah. Tweet them at Instagram.
And by loss, we mean they never contacted us.
They never called. They were never a sponsor.
But
I thought she looked pretty good in print, pink. And
yeah, I want to just say when she does say she's... Later on, she's just eating a whole plate of fries.
Okay. She's just sitting, eating in the corner. And this is the first time where I saw ourselves in
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah, I went, and she was like sitting there like eating a double order of fries. And I went, makes perfect sense. That would be me.
But gravy cheese fries,
y'all,
I've been there.
When you're in another country.
Gravy cheese fries.
All you want is food that's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I was in China, I probably ate McDonald's once a week. I'm lying. It may have been twice.
It was three times a
and
week.
And McDonald's outside the country tastes amazing. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the familiarity of it.
Poodle's getting slapped.
Oh,
Poodle
my God. Familiarity.
Familiarity.
Anyway.
Anyway,
she's
in the corner.
I understood her.
And then she was like, let's go.
This city did not impress me whatsoever.
No, this city did not impress me much.
Which I'm like, that's fucking rude, dude. It's his hometown.
Yep.
I know you didn't have the best time here.
Yep.
But and, you don't need to like.
And they're not going to have a traditional. No, she was terrible. They're not going to have a traditional house of wedding. They're going to go to the courthouse. And she's like, you know, you didn't sing to me. So I think it's now time for an episode of 90 Days Theater. Don't come at me. I'm just going to be most representative.
Poodle's going to be playing the role of Usman. Y'all, This is not a racial appropriation. This is literally just what he heard.
I'm going to say verbatim what he did.
And I will be playing the role of Lisa. Interior scene of
a car.
Somewhat nice Mercedes.
A Toyota Corolla.
Mercedes, yeah. Actually.
Oh, okay.
And see.
Baby, love, you okay?
You haven't sang to me today.
Oh, really?
No.
Om de da body ba da da. Om de body ba da da. I love my Sala Lucy. I love Lisa. I love my Lisa. Baby girl, you stay on my mind. You're my fantasy. I'll be there for you, baby Leo Lisa. Mama sa, mama say ma sa. Mada ba he so mada ba ta pa. And that's exactly what he said. Breathe and then keep going.
That was her vagina, that last part.
It was awful.
It was awful.
Like, that's exactly what he did. It was just... It just sounded like nonsense.
His song does sound a little bit like that Beyonce song.
It does.
I just realized
that's
that.
That's why I told it. Baby girl, I say, oh my mind. It does sound like that.
Girl, we got a raw dog.
Anyway, so you guys.
So they're going to go to the marriage registry.
In Abuja.
In Abuja.
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 Abuja with a
Abuja.
Hard J.
Abuja.
There you go.
All right. They're going to Abuja.
Not bougie.
They're going to Abuja.
Oh, God. Help me.
And so they meet with this man who kind of looks like Candyman.
Kind of does.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
They're meeting with him for the wedding. He's
sweets
not having this
for
shit.
The sweet.
He's seen this shit all day, every day.
I bet that Candyman movie scared the fuck out of you.
Never watched it.
Oh, really?
Trailer
You've
scared me.
You've just seen him enough?
Trailer scared me.
Yeah, I could see that. Anyway, Candyman says he needs the divorce certificate that Lisa had. And she's like, I don't have that.
And she was like.
And then she's like, you didn't
you
tell
were supposed
me
to
I
get
needed
that.
It. Yeah.
And then she just puts her head in her
she's
hands.
She's a blamer, y'all.
And we get a.
It goes, no more pussy sounds.
You know, y'all, her pussy always talks when she does, too.
Mega doll, sweet pussy. Remember Sweet Pickles?
We got to keep going to this episode because you're drunk.
Remember that thing that, like, you would have to order, and it was like, Sweet Pickles, and it was like this weird, like...
What?
I don't know. Like, it was like Highlights Magazine. Like, you'd think they get this thing called Sweet Pickles. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it was like Sweet Pickles. It was like this weird thing you could order for your kids. It was like, ba-ba-bum, Sweet Pickles.
Yes, there was that in Highlights Magazine. What the fuck, dude? What are you on?
Why are you giving your kids more shit to learn? You know, right now in quarantine, y'all, you need to be getting more worksheets for your kids. There's no way you need to be teaching them. They need to be... working on their own.
I think you should just let them play video games.
Well, that too.
Y'all,
if I had children right now, they would be learning like four languages. But I wouldn't be teaching them. They would be learning it on their own.
That is poodle speaking as a white gay man who doesn't have any children and has no idea what it's like to raise a fucking child.
That is very true. I'm just saying... If it was me, I'd have so many fucking worksheets that they would not be asking me to play.
Oh, so you would be educating
Y'all,
them.
Listen to my fucking privilege. I got privilege for fucking days.
Yeah, you're going to say that when they keep looking at you.
Yeah.
God bless the parent teachers out there.
I really have a problem with the country and the educational system saying it's okay with people just having to teach. I just don't get it.
Well, that the parents have to teach?
Yeah. I think it's unfair.
I think it's unfair, too.
Yeah.
Because
I'm a teacher, and I understand that. There are a lot of people who just aren't, and it's not fair.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
I think there should just be like...
Yeah.
Take
That's
a break.
Why I was saying if it was me, I would give all my kids worksheets and say, you better finish it, otherwise you don't get your fucking Jello pudding.
Well,
I would
think
get everything through a system of rewards.
You're glad when you're not a parent. And also, Jell-O pudding was discontinued in 1993. And I know that because a sissy let us know. Because we
no,
talked
those
about
Jell-O pudding pops.
Oh, Jell-O pudding pops.
God, I would do anything for a pudding pop
pudding
right
pop.
Now.
Ooh.
Jell-O pudding.
I can't do that.
We can't do Bill Cosby anymore, y'all. Because he's a rapist.
He is. So
I don't know. Is anybody aware of that?
I think
he's
they
a rapist.
Are. Okay. I think they are.
Just checking.
So basically,
I don't have anything else on those two.
I just want to say this. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I kind of saw Lisa's point in all this.
Yeah, I agree.
She told him like a million times, she said, to go to the marriage registry. And Usman, this isn't even about y'all. He said like three times in this episode, if this does not happen, I will not get to go to America.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And marry Lisa. It is so blatantly obvious.
He is very transparent about why
he
needs to go.
He's so transparent. And I'm thinking.
She's not.
If you really want to go to the fucking United States, dude, make sure you have your fucking boxes checked.
Agreed.
I can't help you.
That's all I have about.
One more thing. Lisa says at the end, I feel like I'm in a nightmare. Same, Lisa. Same.
I've been in a nightmare since episode 1
of
this show.
Poodle hasn't enjoyed this season as much as me, but
I've hated it.
And this episode...
everyone's a fucking like trash band.
But what I like about this season, that in this episode particularly, man, it came around for me, is that the trash is getting taken out. And let's talk about Rosemarie and Ed.
Oh! Okay, you guys, this is the best this story has ever been. This episode.
This is, y'all. So,
because Ed is finally getting 3 squares of a shit meal fed to him.
Yep.
And I'm very excited.
4 is fucking fed.
So, you guys, because he doesn't like swimming in the ocean, he's swimming in the pool because, you know, there's that type of person.
Y'all know last week from my talk about sharks, so.
I love swimming in the ocean.
Oh, they can just get you anywhere.
But a lot of people will only swim in the pool. I love being in the ocean. And sometimes you step on weird things, but it's okay. Come at me if you've stepped on a really weird thing in the ocean.
I get nervous, but you grew up by the ocean. I'm from a landlocked state.
So when you're out, you know what? I've been with you at the beach. You have not gotten in the water.
I will get in the water,
but
not...
only like 1 foot deep.
Well, it takes me a lot to get.
Yeah, you're very nervous.
If I'm out there with other people, but I do get, and I feel like I'm a Pisces. I should love the water, but it makes me very, the ocean makes me very nervous.
I swim out to the, one time when I was down, we were down near in Fripp Island. I got swept out with the jellyfish.
Oh my God.
But it was so much fun. Like, I was like way out in the current, and like someone had to come get me in a boat. I thought it was so amazing. I'm always kind of a daredevil like that, though.
It is so good that Poodle only did cocaine like once. Because if he was addicted to that shit, well,
I would
be
a druggie.
He'd be dead, y'all.
It's true.
Okay, so he doesn't want to swim in the pool, so they go swim in the pool, and then he says, oh yeah, this is great, we're having a wonderful time.
Rose, and then there's a huge but.
Rose is like, I love the view, and he's like, me too.
Oh, hey, so gross. You're my best view.
Yes, you're my best view.
Ugh.
Look.
And then he says, I need to talk to you, and she goes, huh?
Huh?
Because every time he says, so we need to talk about something, it's a huge,
it's a huge
disaster.
Huge deal.
Yeah.
And he tells her that he doesn't want to have kids.
And he, the same way he described a teddy.
What?
Or a toothbrush. He's like, it's called a vasectomy.
And let
and
me
he basically
explain
like,
it to you.
Drew it like Vicki Lawrence, win, lose, or draw.
That is a good reference. I love Vicki Lawrence.
Go ahead and draw it, and I'll tell you where you're going.
Okay.
It is two lines.
Mm-hmm.
Penis.
Dick, I'm not drawing now. I'm just pointing on the pad, Dick, like some people do. Like you're gonna get it if you just put
Dick,
dots.
You're going to. You're gonna. You're jerking
I'm not,
a dick.
I'm not drawing anymore. I'm just you're circling the same dick. Fucking thing I drew because people don't draw more. No, I'm just pointing at it now because I forgot this is a fucking drawing challenge. Time's up.
No, someone. The producer whispered in my ear. So fine. That's how I knew it.
That's how I knew.
Anyway, he goes snip. And she kind of understood. And I wrote, I'm all in favor of Ed never having any more children.
Oh. That is a great idea.
I know.
And he says to her, I'm not rich and I only have enough love and money for you and
Prince.
Wasn't
that
not
awful?
Another kid.
Wasn't that, that may have been the most devastating thing that's been said this season. I only have enough love and money for you and Prince.
Because he just said,
wow,
my love is conditional.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
what he said.
Exactly.
And then after he told her that, without a second of giving her to take it in, he said what always Ed always does after big news.
Do you love me?
Do you still love me?
Do you love me? Y'all.
He's gross.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because he's probably...
Well, I already fell off of
yeah,
him, but...
He's probably the worst person in Before the 90 Days history.
Ed, you can take your stickers and shove them up your ass.
Mostly because how he started out as kind of genuine, and now he is totally not.
He did start out kind of genuine, and I think...
And that's the worst. He's a fucking liar.
It's honestly... I feel like he was more genuine in San Diego... And then when I feel like he's gotten around Rose, he's just pretending to be somebody he's not. I don't get it.
He's acting for the cameras. But anyway, he's a fucking piece of trash.
And Rose is just, she's like, but I wanted to have a kid.
Right. And Rose just like left.
Well, she said, let me take this in.
Yeah.
So they go to bed that night.
Yeah.
And he wakes up the next morning. And
he
Rose
wakes up.
That's what I said.
You said he wake up.
You know what?
He wake up.
I'm prepping for Yolanda. I'm not familiar with wake up.
I'm not familiar with U.S. dollars.
U.S. dollars.
Oh,
so
God.
He wakes up and she's ghosted him. He doesn't know where he is. No answering, no text.
Not
and,
answering.
And of course, Ed takes it on. Instead of, well, she needs time to process. Instead, he takes it on. I'm so worried about her. This is terrible for me.
And he's like confused. He's like, I'm just so confused. Well,
I love this show, y'all. I do. I do like this episode.
You know what I will say about this show? This show makes me realize all that's bad and wonderful about the human race.
Because there's wonderful things
about
it.
I agree.
Wonderful, wonderful things about it.
Yeah. And it also makes me see how we emotionally respond to things.
You know,
and
yes.
The best part of emotional response and the worst part of emotional response. Yeah.
And I think I also enjoy it after having to watch The Bachelor listen to your heart.
Yo, that was our My Curious this beer. Past week. Wow.
Wow.
Like, honestly, that was something I kept watching. And I, you know how you're watching, you're looking at someone and you're trying to figure out, how old is that person? Are they like... Did they have an illness? And you're trying to figure out what happened to them? That's me watching Bachelor Listen to Your Heart.
It is.
Like, I still don't know what that show is.
It is.
Is it a singing competition? It is a love competition. As I said on Instagram, is it something where we see Julia and she's going to breathe fire and destroy someone? I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, y'all, if y'all want to listen to that, you can jump on.
I just cut my hand with my pad.
With paper pad. Wow, we're a mess. If you want to jump onto that, you can listen on our Gatreon, which, by the way, Poodle and I had a conversation, and we've been listening to y'all, so we are extending until the June 1st.
Until June 1st is
the... We are extending our Gatreon, so everyone at the $5 level will get everything for this month. And this is, we promise, we know we keep extending it, but unless... The world completely goes into fire. It will for sure on June 1st go back.
I hope that doesn't happen because I really need to have sex by June 1st.
Yeah. So, but we just see that like 30-minute unemployment and a lot of people are going through
30 million.
We're drunk. And so.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Let me smell that drink. Oh my God. It's so strong. So, y'all, for the whole month at the $5 tier, you get the watch-alongs, which I have to say, we recorded two watch-alongs
These
today.
These two watch-alongs we had the most were amazing.
Fun we've ever had on the watch-alongs. Yeah. So we did the watch-along for
but
the...
But that's our opinion. It's true. So.
But we did the tell-all before the 90 Day Season
the 2. The tell-all is... like riveting.
And then we did the Toad the Other Way season.
The Other Way.
Corey and Evelyn.
Yes.
Submit, Jenny. Check them out. Anyway,
and
a lot
Paul
of fun.
And Karini, and we're just like biding our time through that
time.
Goddamn garbage.
But anyway, back to
anyway.
Let's get to the good shit. So Rose shows up.
And she says, I'm not feeling good.
And then she basically says, why did you not tell me this?
And
before you came
which
here.
I wrote down, good fucking question. And he's like, I thought it would like make you leave me.
I thought it would make you leave me. And he's like, because I'm 54 and I don't want more kids. And then she said, but why you tell me now? And then she laid it out.
Oh, this was amazing.
You know what?
I fucking loved every moment of this.
I will let you recount this because I know it actually will make you grow larger.
I just turned my page, but thank you. She basically says, I think you don't love me.
Well, she said that after she said, you talk to me and you talk about how embarrassing my breath is.
Yeah, you talk to me about my breath. You talk to me about my sister.
My sister.
You talk to me. And she lays it out, y'all.
She lays everything that he demeaned her publicly or in front of people on the show. And then she says,
and then you never had the courage to tell me you didn't want children.
Kids. She's like, I'm done. You're not in love with me.
Right.
And you know what? She posted on her Instagram today. I'm paraphrasing, but it said something like, I had to get rid of you to love me.
Oh, y'all. Her name is Rosemary Vega. She's all over.
She's our fucking queen.
Yeah.
She's fucking queen.
She's it for me.
This is between her and then Darcy last week, and then in the we talk about, and then I feel like next week Avery's gonna. The women are taking
my God.
It.
Ah! Sisters are doing it for themselves. Speaking of women, should we get into Erica and Stephanie?
We should, but that's gonna be a teaser, y'all, because we're gonna take a quick commercial break.
As I just took vodka in my mouth,
and we'll be right back. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
And wow. We're back.
Wow. I actually tried to take a break because someone says they never get a break. Instead ramrodding and starting again.
I just want to plow through.
I wanted to get another beer, and he said I couldn't get one.
I kind of want to, like, treat this like it's one of those fuck machines, like one of those like dicks on a thing. You get back on.
Let it be known, the next time you bitch and moan about not having a break, I won't have it.
My legs are getting so muscular.
Y'all, he has a huge scar on his leg. You know why? This is the gayest reason ever. Because Poodle...
Tell all my secrets.
Poodle dropped his journal and it cut his leg.
And it was...
The corner of that journal was so sharp,
it cut my leg to, like... And it bled for, like, an hour, y'all.
My journal was vicious. I knew I shouldn't got the pink one with the proper edges.
Y'all, it's a real problem to live in Los Angeles and deal with journals. Because you got to write your feelings all the time.
You do have to write your feelings all the time.
If that's one thing we do almost too much, we know a lot about what we feel.
Oh. Yeah, but some other people like Ash should take a note.
That's true. Let's jump into Erica and Stephanie. Y'all, Stephanie's been there for a month in Australia. And they're going to, now, they're going to...
Really? That long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I felt every, like, day go by for their story. So they're going to Erica's family's house tonight, mm-hmm. and she's going to come out to her parents, supposedly.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes. Ooh. And Stephanie says it means a lot that she's been willing to come out. And Erica says, let's just go eat some Chinese food and tell my parents we're gay.
Love it. Love it. Been there.
I kind of love Erica.
Oh,
and
I
always
Erica
have.
A lot.
Yeah.
I've never been, I don't feel like we've ever been annoyed with her. Ooh. No, never mind. I thought I just smelled Taco Bell, but I want a double decker Doritos taco.
I was planning when you left to go get some Taco Bell tonight. That was an honest confession.
Boy. And then she'll just shame in it with sour cream on her chin and fall asleep on the couch.
And I'll wake up and I'm like, why is my couch dirty?
Yeah. And why does my soul feel dirty? Anyway, so Erica, so yes,
where
I love
are we?
That.
Where are we? We're going to. I was kind of like taken aback by this because this is a very, very important moment for Erica.
It is,
and you guys, we can't stress this enough that when you coming out to your family is kind of like, in a way, it's like saying goodbye to the relationship you had with your parents. Like, it's gonna die. In a way, like, this whole relationship that we've had with the world during coronavirus time, mm-hmm. that has to die. Mm-hmm. Another one has to start. We can't go back to the world.
Now that, like, states are opening up, it's not like you can just go to the mall and do everything you did before.
And
it's
everything
gonna be
is going to be specifically different. But in a way, the relationship you have with your parents when you come out to them dies, and a new one starts.
Yes.
And you're afraid. You're afraid to let that go. And so
it's definitely
it makes
a grieving
sense.
Process.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think... Obviously, we're going to talk about this, but it went very, very well. And I think a lot of people watching this would be, you see, I knew this was going to go fine as soon as we saw Erica's parents and kind of how they were. And you could tell how close they were.
Yeah, you could tell, yeah.
However, I want to say, we're on the outside looking in. So if you're watching this and thinking, how is Erica so upset by this? When you're on the other side of it, it's different. I'll never forget when I used to volunteer for the Trevor Project, which is a suicide helpline for queer youth, which was Vanessa Williams' charity on Drag Race. Y'all, can we take a moment?
Oh, Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams was on Drag Race, and she took off her extensions in the middle of fucking Drag Race.
That bitch took every note she was offered.
She was
and a first-year actress at Juilliard.
Vanessa Williams, if you're listening to this, come on our show.
Vanessa Williams, I would love to interview you. You don't know who I am.
You don't know who
this bitch is.
You're not listening at all.
Yeah.
But I learned how to play Save the Best for Last on the piano. Because my girlfriend loved it.
Of course your girlfriend loved it. Some Sometimes the snow comes round in June. Sometimes the sun goes round the moon.
I see the passion in your eyes.
Sometimes it's all a big surprise. No more. It's just too much.
Anyway, y'all, if you're not watching Celebrity Drag Race, which comes on after Drag Race,
you're missing the fuck out.
Because the first episode was good, too. But anyway, what I was going to say, I'll never forget when I was, you know, coming from L.A., moving to a big city, you think everyone's fine with it here.
Right.
People that are gay or queer have such an easier time of coming out.
And no.
In a lot of ways, they do. However, I will never forget taking a call of this kid. And he was talking to me. I talked to him for like a fucking hour. But like 40 minutes into the call, he basically says, he's talking to me and he's talking so much about how he just feels so alone. No one understands him. He knows he's gay.
He's LA.
No, he hasn't told me yet.
Okay.
He said, I can't come out to anybody. There's nowhere for me to turn to. I have no one to talk to, nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking he's in Timbuktu. And then I just happened to ask, I said, by the way, after 40 minutes of this call, I said, where do you live? And he said, Chicago.
Oh.
And that was a lesson for me. He was also black, so that's a whole other experience.
That's a whole different experience.
But it made me realize everyone feels alone when they feel alone, no matter where they are.
Right.
And I think, so it looks like Erica should have seen.
It's like situation to situation to situation.
So when we have had several people ask us, like, what do I say when somebody comes out? Because sometimes saying, like, I always knew.
That's not helpful.
But it's also not. Somebody said, oh my God, I said that and I feel so horrible. It's not bad as long as you're coming at it with love.
With love, but you don't want to say, yeah, I knew.
Yeah, but I feel like, honestly.
You think that's nice, but.
I think her response was pretty perfect.
Oh, yeah. And the dad was funny about it, and the mom was like, crying, and yeah, it was pretty great.
So anyway, that we just want to say that, like, it's different for each person.
Yeah, that's all we were trying to say. It's everyone's journey and it's everyone's process, and it's not going to be like you just saw. If you're thinking about coming out to your parents, it's not going to be like you just saw on 90 Day for you.
And some people need to do it alone.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of I said before, I was like, I don't know if you should do it with your girlfriend. You should probably do it by. And I disagree with that now. I actually think that was good for her. If you need support and need a girlfriend, a boyfriend there, so be it. Do what you need to do.
Yeah. And basically, the parents are like, as long as you're happy. And the dad's like, it's just information.
It's true. Yep.
And honestly, you guys, and, you know, we have some who, you will always have people who, you know, parents are going to say, we don't accept that. But the majority of people who feel like your parents love you, you know, they're probably going to be okay.
But they're probably going to be okay. But there still is, for me, it was probably a.
No, there's a fear.
It was about a 5% chance that parents would disown me.
But I'm saying it's not even that. It's actually just the idea that the relationship you have with your parents is going to end.
Yes.
It has nothing really to do with what you think they will do.
Yeah.
Part of it to me is the fact that you will see that end.
Well, it's all grief. Even when you come out, you have to realize, at first I remember when you come out, you think, well, I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to have kids. Yeah. I'm not going to do the life
all
I'm supposed
that,
to do.
All of that dies.
You got to grieve that.
Yeah.
And then you also got to be aware of that. You might have come out a year or two before, but your parents might grieve that. Maybe. We're also talking, though, that times are way different. A lot of parents are way cooler than.
Well, like, I deal with, when I work in schools,
we're fucking 40.
When I work in schools, I see kids who are, like, genderqueer, and their parents are celebrating it. So, again, but I live in Los Angeles, so I don't know.
We don't know, y'all. Is it me?
It
is. Or is Erica's dad kind of hot?
No, it's you.
It's that accent. It's that accent. I mean, it just gets me.
It's you. Yeah, I don't want to fuck him.
Well, I don't know. I just... There was one thing I was bothered by this episode.
Okay.
Really bothered by. So
your tongue has become thick.
Like my dick. And so
never,
stop trying
never.
To hit on me. I'm not going to rim your... It's gross. You need to back off. It's never going to happen.
You were in love with me. Yeah. And never.
Never. So anyway, she's drinking wine and you see her raise her wine glass. And the tag is on the bottom of the wine glass.
I did not see that.
Y'all, when you get fucking wine glasses, you soak them in soapy water and
you
take
do,
the
and
tags
off. You take the
off.
Tag off of them. Yep. Everyone knows that, don't they?
And it's not like it was a colored wine glass.
No.
Like the bottom of it was opaque, so
but
you
no,
couldn't
everybody
see
knows
it.
That. Like that's
it
what
was
you
a
do.
Clear glass
because,
glass.
Because you can't get the tags off without soaking them.
Get your fucking glasses from Pier One on fucking sale and soak
do
them.
Do we have Pier One anymore?
It might close after this. I don't know.
God bless.
My sister-in-law
that's,
loves
that's
it.
That's all I have about those.
God
two.
Bless the nurses. Like my sister-in-law, we pray for y'all every day.
We kind of don't have a good sense of how things are going to turn out there because supposedly Stephanie's trying to try to come out to her mom.
Stephanie was good this episode because
she
felt
was.
Like she needed to support her girlfriend, but also too. Stephanie's going to make about her. Well, you have this good experience,
yeah,
and I
will.
Need to do this now. And also, we can see that y'all remember the difference.
There's
of
no
how,
way they're together after
what,
this.
What it correlates with, think about how, on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable and like friendly and pun intended, familiar did Erica
familial.
Seem? Familial. That's what I said. A little drunk, y'all. How, did Erica seem like to her parents on 1 to 10?
Like a 7 or an 8.
So going back to what's her name?
Stephanie. Judgmental.
What
parents.
About with her parents? What would you think?
Like a 4 or 5.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
so
not
it's
gonna
like,
be good.
It's not gonna be the same. So don't treat it as the same.
Anyway. I'm ready to move on to. Okay, y'all, her kids finally get real
the
with her.
The kids are all right.
They're,
and I mean
the
right,
kids
not
are
wrong.
All right.
They are right, bitches.
No, they are actually right,
right.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
They so
are right.
Kara, so not Kara, I want to say, and DeMonte, they're showing her a reverse image search. That's hard to say. A reverse image search. And she goes,
easy for me.
I'm not familiar. I am not
I'm familiar.
Familiar
with reverse image search.
And then they bring it up, and she's like, and it's like basically muscular stock photo.
Literally, y'all, these are just like on Getty fucking images. It's just a bunch of royalty-free pictures.
It is Getty fucking images.
It's just like everywhere. And
this catfish did not even go to any trouble.
They did not even try.
Yeah.
Like, I bet if she pulled up the pictures, there's probably a watermark that says Getty images over the
there's
picture.
There's a watermark that says, The Williams.
The Williams with the D-A.
I think he Williams.
And so... so there's a bunch of stock photos that are
and then
everywhere.
She demands another
she was like,
reverse image search.
Well, that's unsettling. Can we try another picture?
And so it also shows up like muscular guy image.
So he's just using someone else's
and she's
photo?
Like, who have I been talking to the whole time?
And she says,
and the kids go, I don't know.
Is it possible that this is a coincidence? Then
yes! Mm-hmm. She's like, am I being catfished?
No, Kara actually says, it is a catfish.
Yeah.
The person is not a... Try to think you are. And you know, her kids were actually great. They were like, look, Mom, you've lost this weight. You are beautiful. You're
yes!
a strong woman. You're confident.
Like,
you can do this. Like, just turn the chapter.
I don't know. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle.
She literally says, thanks, guys. But I definitely want to talk to the Williams.
Oh.
And this is the thing that I thought was sad. You know, with David, he's just fucking stupid. But with Yolanda, she said, on one hand, I have these pictures. But on the other hand, I've had all these conversations. So she has all this emotional attachment to him.
And that's fair. But these people who are catfishes, that's what they excel in.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
just
master manipulators. She said, I don't know how to cope if that's what it is.
Yeah. And y'all, we're going through these quickly because they covered every motherfucker on this episode.
They did because
we don't even cover Jeffrey.
Oh yeah, we don't talk
about
his
nipple tattoos
and him being naked. He was naked this episode, and y'all...
We skipped right past
it. We still skipped it. That's how committed we are.
Although, I will say, I did watch one thing where Varya's mother was like, "This fairy tale is a farce." And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, really? I saw something on Instagram where he jumped in a pool naked, and I still was not attracted to him.
I'd hate fuck him.
I don't think it would be good.
No, it wouldn't be.
He would be horrible.
But, you know, it'd be a great story to tell. Sometimes sex is about the stories you can tell, honestly.
Okay, so I'm going to do visualization exercise with you. Okay? So close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now just imagine that you're on a bed that smells like cheap Clorox hotel sheets. Okay?
And been there.
And imagine that Jeffrey is starting to stand over you, and he's going to kiss you, and it smells like Polo Noir, and then you see these glaring nipple tattoos just staring at you, and he tries to stick in his average dick in you while you are just looking at these tattoos coming at you.
And
like,
then
I give him
a punch to the temples, and I take his wallet.
Okay, that's how you have sex with him.
You know what? Thank you for making that real for me.
You can have sex with him, but you can take
his money. Thank you for making that real for me.
You are welcome.
You just told me exactly what I needed to do.
Yeah.
Because I knew when I was in the moment, I would not do that.
No, because you see that fucking nipple tattoos.
The nipple tattoos will get me.
But take his wallet.
Y'all, you can do a lot with a wallet. You can sell a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
You can max out their credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My cousin Olga taught me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Olga.
I don't know where she is.
We haven't heard from her
in a
long time.
You know what? She's held up. Y'all, she's held up in this coronavirus shit.
She must, yeah.
We might even hear from her this season. Who knows?
Who knows? Probably not. So, okay. Let's
dig into the main event of this. Yeah, and it was the main event last week, too. I was shocked I did not expect this storyline to be so controversial and be so explosive. I did not expect it.
Y'all, we're talking about Avery and Ash.
Okay.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
Talk about this... I mean... yes, Ed and Rose to some extent, but I feel like this... plot line is the most 180 of anything because I liked Ed and now I can't stand him. You did not like Avery.
No.
And now I am like, you
now
fucking
I'm
go.
Like, I'm like, you know your power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
It's crazy.
So you guys, back to Avery and Ash, he's walking away and I screamed, and I wrote down, he's about to fucking lose it. You can tell he's at that edge
when he was at the car.
He's so close to, like, punching her in the face.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's not, and
it's
I don't mean
this
to be
mean.
It's making
me uncomfortable.
It's not just his eye condition, y'all. Like,
no.
He looks insane.
He is ready to, like, exact violence on her. Something.
It's scary.
He's like, why do you want to try to strip me down? You're trying to strip me down. And he's like, you kept on berating me. And she's like, and he basically says, you know what? Sometimes you're patronizing. And she's like, and she's sitting there, y'all, like, I can't believe this is happening to me. I can't believe I did not see who you were.
He keeps saying that she attacked him.
Yeah.
She did not do that at all.
Yeah, and
Avery is not once. I just want to point out, at least in the edit that we've seen,
yeah,
we'll give it to maybe we. But if Avery would have yelled, they would have shown it because they would fucking want that for TV.
Yeah,
she has not raised her voice once.
Well, also, this is the real Ash, y'all. We've been wanting to see. She's been asking to see the real Ash. This is it. This is what is actually lurking behind the curtain.
And I think
that
this
he does not show to anyone.
All of it. This is tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Because, and I put it too, I put, he is holding on to so much
so awful
rage.
Ugh.
And I realize, I look at this man hates women.
Oh, definitely.
He wants to coach women so that way he feels power over women.
Dead on. And that, I agree with
and
you.
And that
ding,
women
ding, ding.
Are just pawns in his game of life.
And because if he can make women accept his worldview of how a man should
how
be and how a
should
woman
be,
should be, yep.
Then he feels like he can control them.
He even says to her, oh, I'm sorry. You're making me feel like it's my fault. Everything's my fault.
Again, Avery, I don't know if you listened to our podcast. I already sent you an Instagram message last week. Poodle told me not to, but I did because I care about you.
Because you're a little stalky.
But this is, I'm actually glad this is happening because a lot of men do this to women.
Yep.
They make women feel like the crazy, irrational bitch.
Textbook gaslighting, everybody.
It's textbook gaslighting. And I just want to say, if you, and I know you might not be able to get out now, but if you are in a relationship with a man who does this,
yep.
This is not something you work on. This is something
right.
You leave your relationship
especially
for.
Especially if he keeps talking about this is what a man does and this is what a woman does. If he's talking about his role and what your role is
yes.
in such stark terms, you need to leave, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, because that he's expecting those terms to be given from God.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's not going to want to change.
And if you need resources for that, you come at us, and we might not know the answers for you, but we will find someone
exactly.
that will help you.
He's basically saying, he said, you know, she even says, what do you want from me? And then he's like, you know, I just don't feel you supported me. And he tries to like touch her and like she's like, no, don't touch me.
She knows her self-worth and power from the get-go.
And then he says, you've shattered my masculinity.
Yes,
you've challenged me.
This is not how a man, man is just to be treated.
You need to run.
You need to
when
run.
When you hear this. Especially if you're Avery, who you're from like fucking Pacific Northwest.
Y'all, this is, I'm not kidding. Even if now if you're in the quarantine and you were going through this because domestic stuff. Brene Brown was just talking about this. That's a charity she's working with now. It's a domestic abuse hotline.
Because, there's been tons of calls because you're going to spend so much time with your partners.
I don't care if you're quarantining. If you're in this, this is where you call your friend or your mother and you leave in the middle of the fucking night.
You get in the middle of the fucking night.
Take your kids and you go.
My grandmother left in the middle of the night.
This is what you do.
My grandmother left with her five fucking children in the middle of the night from an abusive husband.
Bless LaRue.
And she went to stay with her mother.
Good for her.
And she raised five children by herself.
LaRue can do it in the 1950s. You can too.
Well, she was a tough bitch.
She was a tough bitch.
You got to be a tough bitch to raise five children, one of them being my mother.
Oh, boy.
And my mother was the only girl, by the way. Yeah.
And so it's like he even says she is. I mean, he has. Again, this is why I talked about last week, and several of you were like, oh my God, he's such a sociopath. Sociopaths aren't able to have, just so you'll know as a clue, they are not able to have empathy. The empathy they have is they usually get it from watching movies, watching other people. They are mimicking. They're not actually empathizing.
And even if he's on a sociopathic spectrum, where he's like a small-time level sociopath, the idea that he says to her, basically, you're a very hard person.
You're a pit bull.
And you're a pit bull, and you hurt people very deeply.
And it really, he says, you're heartless.
Yeah.
You hurt people very deeply. I feel like I'm a dog.
And I'm
you
a
have
dog
kicked.
You've kicked.
And you see her taking that in. And in my, we were literally like talking on the TV saying, don't believe these things. Don't believe these things. And
he says, I was squashed like a fucking ant to her about her.
And Avery says in the testimonial, she's actually not talking in this. She's just kind of shocked and just like, what the fuck is happening?
Like this was, he was able to be a good enough actor to not show any of this to her.
Yeah. And then he says, you don't
That's
hear my pain.
That's sociopathic, you guys.
Yes. You don't hear
that
my pain.
Good of an actor.
Oh yeah, sociopaths are
yeah.
fantastic yeah. actors, y'all. They do everything.
Because she's pretty fucking discerning.
When you first get with them, they make you so happy. They do the stuff you see in the movies. They dance with you in the kitchen. They make you feel like you're the only person in the world. And then the rug is swept out from under you.
Yep.
So please see the sign. And then he said too, like, you didn't hear my pain. You never heard it at all.
Yeah. What is that?
We hear Avery say, I am done mentally. We're going to get more of this next week.
I can't wait to see the end of this.
I can't wait to see the end of it. And I hope that it is Avery saying,
I'm going back to America.
I'm going back.
I'm going to go raise my child.
I'm done. Like,
I'm going to go take care of my kids.
I'm going to take care of my kids.
What was that?
That's what I said.
Also, you guys, know that this is the longest fucking Before the 90 Days season we've ever had.
It is a long season. But, yeah. You know, we know we've talked a lot about Jesse, and it's, I don't mean a comparison of, like, because they're both horrible, but it's like, Jesse, I don't really worry about him being physically abusive. Sometimes a little bit, but like Ash, I worry about killing
her. I agree, because
like, literally.
You can see the rage in his
face.
You
can see the rage.
Because like you guys, I don't know if I'm a pretty empathic person about what someone's about to do and reading people's emotions. Every time Ash gets quiet, he wants to punch her in the fucking face.
That's where he's denying his instinct of what he wants to do. Yeah. Yeah,
you can just tell he wants to enact violence on her. And
anyway,
like,
sorry to go deep, y'all, but that was deep.
Yeah, she needs to run.
She needs to run.
Yeah,
Let's hope that she does.
We saw it last week, and we were like, "Get the fuck out of there!"
Well,
but now it's worse.
We saw it a lot earlier,
no,
but
we
we're
did.
On the outside of it. Yeah. So, but never, I don't think we have never imagined this cuckoo.
Yeah.
Anyway. Speaking of completely off the
being oblivious,
let's talk about David and his toupee.
When David's come back, he looks like he's aged 10 years.
He really does.
He looks really old. And his poor friend Jim is picking him up.
Jim's like,
and Jim's like, it's the fourth time. Yeah.
Oh, you learned your lesson this time. It must have been really.
He's like, nope, I'm going to get a PI to investigator.
So here's the deal. David's talking to Jim in his house. If David is rich, and maybe he's just frugal.
He is.
Why does his house look like it's from 1992? Like, it looks like disgusting couches.
It's bad.
Disgusting chairs. There's this lamp.
The nicest thing is Mothra's thing.
I'm telling you, I remember Peggy Metzer, Matt Metzer's mom. She was a librarian. She had that same lamp when I went to go to their house in 1992.
Okay. Thanks, Matt Metzger.
Metzer,
sorry.
Yeah.
His
father died really young. It shocked everybody. His father was our Boy Scout troop leader.
Up!
He was Dan Metzer. He was such a sweet man.
I don't give a single fuck about your Boy Scout leader.
How long
were you in Boy Scouts?
A year.
Yeah, exactly. No one gives a shit.
But he went to our church, so I enjoyed it.
Y'all, Mothra is a very vocal cat.
Well, she's glad he's back.
I guess. That's a vocal cat.
She's probably
cat.
Saying,
not again, not again, not again.
Can you finger bang me?
Yeah. Gross. Gross, you just went into bestiality.
Hey, who
oh,
knows?
Oh, God, Poodle's drunk.
I'm fine.
Anyway, he still wants closure, so he gets the PI.
Yeah, I still want closure.
So
a Ukrainian PI, which is listed, Ukrainian private investigator
what
on
he
his
calls.
Phone.
Which makes me think, like, is this real? This is a little bit, I'm like, is this real?
And he says, of course she's real.
No, I mean, the Ukrainian private investigator. Oh. But we're not here to debunk that.
Well,
listen to Cray Cray, they know.
His friend Victoria comes over, which we've already said is a Russian spy.
Poodle and I have watched The Americans too much.
Oh,
so
God,
good.
I believe it. Anyway, she's translating. The guy's like, yeah, this is not a real person. This is someone who was catfishing a lot of guys. He's like, nope, sorry, my friend, I don't believe it.
He gets
he
really
shuts
defensive.
Down, gets
really
a little scary.
Defensive. I mean, not, but he's like, he is really just, he like, he says, let's get real here. You don't know her like I
yeah.
do. I've had conversations with her. And it's a little
good.
Bit like why these people, we go back a little bit to Yolanda of, and imagine if Yolanda had been talking to the Williams for seven years.
Williams
for 7 years.
Yeah.
She has not. It's only been like. What?
I think he Williams.
Whereas David has. This relationship is so concrete to him.
And so codependent in his own way.
Already
it
for
tells
him.
Tells him who he is.
Yes, that is. You know, I think the worst thing for him probably would be if he finds out this relationship isn't real. Not that she's not real. It's that he. It's more about. He doesn't have that codependency anymore.
Right. Yeah.
That the codependency is over.
Right. I agree.
It's like, again, kind of going back to what the way Poodle started to show y'all. When you know a guy's not right, but that 10-inch dick delivers, but then you know it's time. It's so hard to say goodbye
to a lesser dick.
A fucking man.
So anyway, the guy's like, count your losses, start a new life. And he's like, she's not scamming. She was not making anything off the website. Yeah. It's just never going to happen.
She's not. She's like, don't kill the messenger. I just tell you. And
I still think she may be Lana. We'll figure out. Y'all, because we're going to find out who's Lana. We're going to find out
who's
Lana.
You think we will?
I think we will.
Really?
Yep.
Man, I need to film us so that we react to it like we did with Maria.
Oh, my God. That was one of my favorite moments in all of 90 Day. I am not accountant.
Y'all, I did text Sean Robinson on Instagram, and I said, what the fuck are you going to say to Yolanda?
She just did a smirk face.
She's going to tell her sister to sister, like, bitch.
Should we move on to
Darcy, who was actually had the least to do in this whole episode?
Well,
but she had a.
They are milking this as far
as y'all,
it can.
She had her swan song last week.
Yep, she stood up to him.
She said, I'm
"This
not
week, y'all, she's just mailing back the key to her heart.
This rickety ass key."
Starting over again completely.
This rickety ass key doesn't belong in the U.S.
Tom is back in New York. Why?
We are actually looking. Is it next week or is it this episode on Monday where we get to see Darcy and Stacey in quarantine?
Yes.
I'm very excited to see that.
And like we're pulling out Darcy's extensions.
It's going to be fucking real. It's going to be good.
I'm so glad they're quarantining together, y'all.
Me too. There might be a 90 day. Not a video.
Anytime
we don't know.
There's a Darcy Stacey scene, there should be.
Although, y'all, we did buy lip plumper for the next time Jake has to do a Stacey scene. And when Jake wears a lip plumper, it literally.
I look like a baboon ass on my.
He looks like Goldie Hawn in.
Yeah.
What's that? You don't own me.
First Wives Club.
First Wives Club.
Yeah, I do. My lips are already big, you guys, they're pretty sizable.
Yeah.
And when lip plumper, I look like I've had work done.
I've had
injections.
Do gay guys, especially when you're shaving, do they say dirty things about your lips?
Yeah. I hear it a lot.
Do you like that? You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly?
You're such a slut.
Proud of it. Raising my hand. Proud of it.
Proud of it. Okay.
Y'all, I get a lot of guys through my lips, just to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You wish you had fuller lips like me.
I'm fine with the way I look. Cut to 3 years from now, I have lip injections.
I know. I was going to say exactly.
So, okay. So, Darcy's like, I'll never let myself be treated like this again. Let's hope, Darce.
Let's hope not.
Ugh. Hope. So that's basically all of Darce. And then, y'all, I'm afraid that they're like...
Oh, I can't believe we have to watch fucking Tom.
We're
going
to have to do what nows with Tom dating fucking Shannon in Canada.
And she's a Canadian girl, y'all.
She's a Darcy type.
Yeah. And he's like... and she's even saying, like, do you feel emotions toward her when he's talking to Shannon on the phone? And he's like, no, I'm done with her completely. Y'all, He's awful. He's being awful to her. We hate him. I wish he was dirt under my feet.
There was no reason for him to go see Darcy. Nope. He just wanted TV.
None.
Zero. You know what? You know what Darcy needs? She needs, like, how Oprah has a Stedman. She needs a man who's not interested in being on a show.
I agree with that.
And wants nothing to do in the limelight.
I agree with that.
Anyway.
That's all I had.
We've got our sissy shout-outs.
Yeah, we have
almost
to do that.
Forgot about that. Let's check our letter of gay.
Our letter of the gay.
Mary Shesky. Did I say it right?
Yes.
I did. Okay, good.
Not Skeksy.
We love you. Mary.
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 Okay. We are doing Poodle. We are on.
Fuck, I'm wasted.
All right. T-U. Oh, yeah, because we had Paola Fagnoletti last week.
Paola.
That's the way I said it.
Not Fagnoletti. Jesus.
T-U. T.
T and U. Okay.
Which one do you want to do?
I'll do you.
You, okay, you just can't pick.
So
Eva Udoyup.
Okay,
I'll, and I can't pick Melanie Tubbs.
Okay, great.
All right,
saying that.
Well, they don't mind. They've already been shouted out before.
I know who I'm
going
to do.
You know what? You go first. It's you, but you go first. We'll switch it up. Because I'm looking.
All right.
If you already know who you're going to do, you didn't know, did you? You just
no.
Said,
here we go. Okay, here we go. This sissy shout out goes to Christina Buricky. Buricky.
Buricky.
Christina Buricky.
Buricky.
And I'm just trying to see if she's got something on here.
Glad you were prepared.
I'm trying to. Okay, here we go. Oh, here we go. Christina Buricky, y'all.
Christina Buricky.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about Christina Buricky. There is nothing more Christina Buricky loves than she is an amateur gynecologist.
An amateur gynecologist? That just sunk in.
And by amateur, when women are a little bit, they don't have enough money to go to a real gyno, or... you know, like in a pandemic, she's checking them out. So, and it's not, here's the thing, she's not a lesbian.
Okay,
she's
the one, like, gonna
she,
ask that.
She's the one to, like, put her fist up a girl's hooch.
Okay.
But she loves just telling women how healthy their vaginas are.
Oh.
And she's done a lot of studying. She's read the Encyclopedia Britannica on a vagina. So that's all you basically need. And she's, you know,
Encyclopedia Britannica.
She's giving the women the swirl. She's just seeing what's there. But even more than that, her main goal is to, she's always emulated Georgia O'Keeffe, y'all.
Oh.
She just wants to paint vagina paintings.
Oh.
And she's like doing vagina painting after vagina painting. But strangely enough, she makes vagina paintings into like pets. So she'll have a vagina, and then we'll have a dog head.
Okay.
Or like a cat head.
Okay.
And those are her gyna pets.
Oh, okay.
And she's selling gyna pets all over the place.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes you just want a pet that looks like a vagina.
It's like how Karini wants a stuffed
exactly.
poop emoji.
And, you know, the weirdest thing is she sold some of them on Christie's at an auction.
Oh.
And one has just fetched.
A lot of money?
$35.
Oh.
So, you know, she's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
She also makes clay versions of these.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to fuck these vagina pets.
Wow.
They can. If you want to fuck a vagina dog, it's there.
I'm sorry, Alyssa.
Anyway, that's Christina.
Great. He's trying to remember the last name.
Buricky. Christina Buricky, amateur gynecologist.
Okay.
Who's yours?
Our next sissy shout out goes to Dixie Reese Funko.
Okay.
Dixie Reese Funko.
Instead of Tunko.
Oh, actually, I guess it would be Frunko.
Okay.
But Frunko. I was thinking like Funko, like those Funko Pops.
So okay.
Dixie Reese Frunko.
Okay.
Dixie Reese Frunko. She, it's interesting, actually, because I even thought of this before you were saying it. Like, so I was doing my research. She actually loves dogs as well.
Okay.
But specifically, she loves your favorite dog. She's obsessed with golden retrievers.
Oh, I despise them.
Y'all, they're everywhere. She tells people.
They're everywhere, and we need to, like, control the population.
Dixie Reese Frunko says that she runs a golden retriever rescue.
There's plenty of them. We don't need to.
She actually doesn't. She just keeps 50 dogs in her living room. And she doesn't tell anybody.
You know they're knocking over shit.
And she has no money.
Okay.
She's broke from
about right.
From feeding all the dogs.
Yeah, because they're hungry all the fucking time.
She can't even and so she was down on her luck.
Okay.
I've been down so long.
It's been in my term. Oh. That's the Ally McBeal theme.
So she, Dixie Reese Trunko.
Oh, fuck.
Frunko.
Motherfucker.
Dixie Reese, she actually, she used to be a gymnast when she was a child.
Okay.
And because she did a lot of flips and somersaults and stuff, she kind of has back issues. Uh-huh. But she couldn't afford to go to the chiropractor or the masseuse.
She should have talked to mine.
Well, she didn't
have to. Amateur gynecologist.
Because she used peanut butter and put it on parts of her body. And
oh,
then
no,
it,
I know where it, this is going.
It got kind of kinky for a little bit. But now the peanut butter's gone. She has trained all of these golden retrievers. She now just opened a massage therapist clinic where you can get treated by a golden retriever and get a massage.
And they lick you with their tongues?
A little bit, but they mainly walk on your back. And then some of the bigger golden retrievers even know how to do chiropractic care.
Okay.
They just sit on you. Sometimes they hop up and down.
Okay.
The problem is she doesn't like sweeping, so there's hair everywhere. So people just have to be used to the hair.
And anytime there's any other dog barking, they just run.
They just run. Yeah. They just run. And so, and last but not least, she actually has just entered because she just wants to include her golden. So her favorite golden retriever is her dog of 5 years named
Sapphire
Skeet. And so she and Skeet just really let her know that he is a gay dog. And Skeet has
started doing
drag. And she wants to be a good drag mom. So now, kind of like on Drag Race.
This is so long.
It's actually 5 minutes shorter than yours. Her and Skeet do drag together at the local gay bar. And he is the first golden retriever drag queen.
That's lovely.
And what do you think the dog's drag name is for Skeet?
Alpo Heaven.
Yes, that's true. And her drag name is Purina Hell. So there you go, everybody. So Dixie Reese Trunko, Funko, fuck me. That's your sissy shout out.
Y'all, that's the show.
Y'all, that is the show.
We're wasted. I'm kind of wasted, I'm not going to lie.
We're going to remind y'all that you can jump on our Gatreon at the $5 level and get everything for the rest of the month till June 1st.
That's a new thing. It used to be May 15th. Now it's going to be June 1st.
We're bumping it to June 1st, but we promise after that, it's going to change.
And we're going to be rolling out some new things.
There might be some new things
June,
coming with Gatreon, so that's
exciting.
Why it's definitely going to change. You can go get your sissy merch, y'all.
Tiger Queens is still kicking ass.
Y'all are fucking disgusting because so many of you bought so many Dream It or Cream It shit.
I've been horrified at the amount of Dream It or Cream It Dream it. Yeah. If you can dream it, you can cream it.
Mugs
that we've sold.
We've made
horrified.
We've made all of $10 from all of them because we don't make money from merch.
Y'all, that's the
it's
thing.
For you.
We make garbage.
Like,
from
I'm not
merch.
Kidding. We get $1.60 for yeah. every. It's
like,
not about
this
us.
This is for you guys.
So don't think that like we're trying to hawk that.
We don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck. Get it if you want it. If you don't, it's there.
I just love it. I personally love every time someone buys something with my mother's thing that she says on it.
Let it be. Well, that'll yep. come back next Christmas.
Yep.
I do love that somebody, someone's kid or someone's mother-in-law is going to be sitting in their kitchen going, Cheryl, why do you have a mug that says if you can cream it, you can dream it?
And she goes, it's best not to ask, Miriam.
Come at us if people ask y'all questions about your merch.
Y'all, you don't need to answer them.
You don't
you can
need
tell
to answer
them
this.
To fuck off.
You just say it's a sissy thing.
It's a sissy thing.
And speaking of,
it's
you,
a sissy thing.
Y'all can join the sissy
join
squad.
The, y'all, every Saturday in the sissy squad during the pandemic, we've been having a watch and chat. We just did She-Devil.
Very fun.
I don't know what we're going to do on Saturday. I have to figure out what's going
we're
on.
We're
going to
be doing something. So Poodle will announce
every
that.
Saturday we'll announce that. So join our, y'all, and if you say, I don't have a Facebook account, I'm nervous about Facebook, make up a fucking name.
You can make up
join
a name.
It. Join us.
If you don't want to be part of the Private Sissy Squad group, though, we do have a regular Facebook page now called facebook.com/90daygays.
Yep.
So you can find our posts
part of that.
There. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at 90daygays.
Be part of our Patreon family if you want to do that, too.
Whatever. The reason we promote this stuff a lot, I honestly feel so normal and appreciated. And I forget about this pandemic whenever I go and watch our sissies and see
I
what
totally
they do.
I totally agree.
It just
and like, that's
so
the
fun.
Thing why I love the watch and chat, because it gives me 2 hours or plus to watch a movie and I'm just like chatting and
yes.
like reading the fuck out of the movie. We did She-Devil with Roseanne Barr and
it's great. People
Meryl
are,
Streep. We had
people
a good
are checking on members, wondered if they took their sleeping pill too early and couldn't make it.
Bill Bowler.
They're like, is Tristan getting
people
double
are,
fucked?
People
What's
are coming
happening?
For people.
It's happening. So yeah. So anyway, we love
I will say I love that part of the community when people are like, where the fuck is this bitch?
I know. Y'all sissies will watch out for you, whether you want to or not. I love our community very, very much.
People are like, where the fuck is Heather Torres?
It's true. Oh, I'm so...
Has Heather Torres fucked her neighbor yet, by the way?
Y'all, that is a...
Okay.
That is hot,
I need to
hot
know.
Tea. Where's my phone?
I don't know. I can't deal with you looking for your phone.
No, but
my
I
house.
Wanted to look at my phone because there was a really sweet review, and I wanted to read
well,
a review.
Well, look at your goddamn... What the fuck is it called?
iPad. Poodle.
iPad.
Tell people what makes you the happiest, Poodle.
Y'all, a review makes me the happiest in the world.
It really does. He loves them more than anything. And we had a really, 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 really sweet review. This says, Born Again. This is from Victoria, 1941.
Ooh, I love Born Again.
I have accepted 90 Day Fiancé as my personal Lord and Savior. And I have been baptized in the spirit of 90 Day Gays.
Oh, you got cum on your baptism.
Uh-huh. What a life raft in the midst of days on days at home. Bless you.
Midst.
Bless you. In the midst. That's what I said.
You said mist.
I'm a little drunk.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, y'all. So we really appreciate your reviews. We're almost at, once we get 2,000, we're going to do a live show whenever
we're
going
to try to like let out... Maybe we'll find some way to do Zoom.
Don't promise shit we don't know how to do.
Fair.
Anyway,
fair.
And on that
anyway,
note,
y'all,
that is the show.
Y'all, come at us on Cameo.
Oh, yeah, come at us on Cameo. The Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's.
And I'm at Jake It or Fake It. We're having a good time on that.
And I think that's all the shit for us that we've got to hack.
Oh
we
my
just
God.
One more thing to say that we call these people Lonely Hearts, y'all, because we love this show because we're all Lonely Hearts looking for love.
Yes, and if you need to come out to your Australian family because you've decided you love a girl,
call us.
Hold up. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.